So, and I loved actually that Pete was talking about family, because we're so about building a supernatural family, and that's, you know, we want to be moving in the supernatural things of God. We want to be stepping out, bringing the kingdom wherever we go, and living presence fueled. So a bit of what I'm going to talk about is how we live a presence fueled life, how we keep short account, how we walk in the spirit, how we take the land of our own heart and take the land around us with him. Because Jesus has made a way for us to live our utmost free and full of him, to be producing fruit, constant fruit in our lives. And so a lot of you will know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the being tripolar, being three parts, and how God wants every single part of who we are. And I know that perhaps we know that, but actually I think we need to get really practical on how we live with the Holy Spirit, taking that land, the full land of our heart, day by day. So I'm going to do some drawing. Yes, so watch out, all you art people, and I apologise ahead of time.
I hope it's good.
I know. It's only circles, really, so it should be all right. I should be able to draw a circle. I'm just going to, you will know this. I mean, I thought I knew this stuff, but when I started to look at it, I got so excited at how much God wants the whole of us. You know, we can get caught on being spirit-filled and caught on living in the spirit, and actually our body and soul, our mind, will, and emotions can become second to everything, because we're so desperate to be living in the spirit. But he came for the whole of us, all of us, and for freedom. So let's just do some, actually this is fulfilling the teacher in me, because I wanted to be a teacher when I was younger. Don't do that. Right, let's pray that this all comes out in the way God wants it to. Jesus, we just want to praise you and worship you and thank you for what you have done. And I pray, Lord, that the things that I throw out today will take, those things that are from you will take root, and anything that's not from you will simply fall to the ground. But I pray, Father, that you will create in us a fresh hunger to be fully alive in you. Fully alive in you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And actually, that was when I had to write a list of dreams once. I wrote that as one of my dreams. I want to be fully alive in God. Fully alive in him. With whatever's going on. Ready to take the land. Okay. I'm actually shaking. I don't think it's the Holy Spirit. I think it's because I've got to draw. Right, let's start. I don't know, can you see?
Yes.
I'm just going to draw a circle, and this is going to be our spirit. This is the spirit, okay? When we become a Christian, is that good? Is that right, Hugh?
No. It looks like an egg.
No. This is where the Holy, this is our spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives here. This gets brought alive when we accept Jesus into our life, which is wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. So when we ask Jesus, this part of us came fully alive. I'm safe and secure. I'll put SS for safe and secure. Nothing to do with Second World War. We are safe and secure in our spirit. We are safe for eternity. We're going home. We're going to be spend eternity with Jesus, just, you know, which starts now. So he empowers, the Holy Spirit empowers our new creation life. He develops the fruit in our life. He gives us gifts. He speaks truth. I mean, you can name all the things that he does. He leads us. He empowers us. He convicts me. So he tells me when I'm moving off track. He speaks to me. He gives me discernment. So when something comes against me, where's that coming from? Is that me or is it the enemy? Is it the enemy trying? We'll look at that in a minute when we look at the soul. So When he's ruling, speaking, convincing us of truth, when he's doing that, we have freedom. We have freedom in him. And there's a wonderful verse, I'm using the Passion Translation verse for this, of 2 Corinthians 3:17. And he translates it this way, and this made so much sense to me. Now the Lord is the Holy Spirit, and wherever he is Lord, there is freedom. Yeah. So where he is Lord, it's not like where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's wherever he is Lord in our lives. So wherever he is Lord, there is freedom. So we know that, that's the Holy Spirit. And, oh yes, this is the King's domain. The KD, safe and secure, King's domain. Right, all good so far?
Yeah.
Good drawing?
Top off.
Yeah. What shall we do next? Let's do the body. Okay, now we're all one being, okay? So I'm going to join our body. Right, that's not so good, is it? But anyway, we'll get the sum. Gosh, that means. Hugh!
It's a diagram, Hugh. It's not off.
Thank you, Trina. Okay, so this is our body. Temple of the Holy Spirit. It matters what we do with our body. It matters. Because in 2 Corinthians 6:19-20, honour and glorify God with all of you. So it matters. This matters to God. Look after it. Ephesians 5:29 says, no one ever hated his own body, but instead he nourishes and protects and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. So this really matters to God. Yeah. And in the body we can experience God. You know, we can experience his love, experience his power going through our body. That can be an experience with God. It can be influenced by our mind, will and emotions, which we'll look at in a minute when we get to that. We can act on the will of God with our body. So when we feel God tells us to do something, maybe we've got to go somewhere, maybe we've got to find something, obviously we use our bodies to do that. It can come under enemy attack. This is safe and secure in Jesus, but the body can come under enemy attack. So you can have a spirit of infirmity, he can attack you with illness.
Yeah.
I don't know who, I don't need to say a name, but somebody had such a shock with some news that they were given that they actually went deaf. So the body can respond to what's going on in the soul. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you can have psychomatic illnesses in the body because of what's going on in your soul. All right. Now I know we're saved. That doesn't stop anything. But the enemy can use different things to attack these different areas. What we need to learn is that the enemy, or is that something I need the grace of God in, or I need healing, or I need to change? So, right, the soul. Sorry about this. The soul's not meant to be bigger than the spirit, but there's more going on here. So this is your mind, your will, your emotions, and your identity. I put identity in there actually.
The soul.
Your mind, yes, soul, sorry, soul. Your mind needs renewing. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Romans 12:2, Ephesians 4:23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Remember, not all your thoughts are your own.
Yeah.
That's another area that the enemy can come and start putting thoughts in your head that actually are not you. So again, it's okay, Holy Spirit, is this me? Is this, am I coming under attack by the enemy? What's going on in my life? Your will, this is your obedience to God. Has anyone ever felt like God tell you to do something and you don't do it, and then you feel awful afterwards.
Yeah.
So it's your will. Your will is meant to be used for God to do as the Spirit is telling you. Your emotions. Now, emotions is interesting because it's not a bad one. We are emotional people. We know that Jesus wept. Jesus had compassion on people. But the difficulty comes when we get totally led by them. Because then we can be all over the place. We can be on roller coaster rides. So emotions can help us. Emotional feelings can help us experience God, can help us know what's going on in a room, because we can feel the Holy Spirit moving. But in our emotions, we can also have grief, PTSD, trauma, many other things, offence, bitterness, unforgiveness. And again, I think that, you know, we all know that things like that can affect the body. I think they've actually made it, told people, it's actually a real thing now, that unforgiveness can lead to bitterness. Yeah. Bitterness can lead to certain forms of arthritis. So these things can affect our body. Let's have a look. Oh, right. Yes.
That's a better circle.
Thank you, Hugh. Identity. Now this one is a key one in a way. Well, they all are. But it's really important to recognise when we breach our identity, who we are in Christ. So we know when our response to something is not right. When we breach being a daughter of God, fear, breaching our identity, because, you know, God is our provider, God is the one that protects us, we're safe and secure. So identity is a key one, and that's why so much of the teaching of the last 10 years for us has all been about identity, who we are in Christ. Because this is another area where the enemy can have a total field day with us. And actually, what Mike said as well was just so good. This area here, the mind, the will, the emotions, that can totally limit us with what God wants to do through His Spirit.
Mm.
So we can be completely limited in that area. Mm. And the Holy Spirit hasn't got that power or that space to move through us. Mm. So it's really important that we become self-aware, not in an inward-looking way, but that we become aware where we need the grace of God to, and I'll give you some verses about that in a minute, to apply the grace of God so that this area can be full, the fullness of God can come into our soul as well. And we can live under this, keep filling the Spirit, but actually walking in that, this is, to me, is the area where we walk with the Holy Spirit every day, renewing our mind, looking at, you know, being aware of our emotions. Am I breaching who I am in God? Was the way I responded breaching who you've made me to be, God? And these areas are so easy to deal with. And I think sometimes we get, sometimes we think, I shouldn't feel like that because I'm, but the enemy can make us feel so much less than who we are in this area. And it's so easy to deal with it. It's like a constant dealing with it. I'll confess something if I recognise it. Something usually comes out of my mouth. That's another really good area. Something comes out of your mouth and you're like, oh my goodness. So I confess it, like Mike did. I break my agreement with it and I ask God what He wants to give me from my spirit to heal that area. Some of these can be quite deep and need extra help. And here we learn to walk in humility. This is walking in humility. Walking in humility with the Spirit, letting His voice be the loudest, coming under His guidance. We learn humility and freedom in that area as we walk. Because grace will flow where we're humble. Grace will flow. The other thing is repetitive behaviours are good indicators of where I'm limiting myself and my soul. Yeah. Repetitive ways of responding. And just need to bring them to God. He's so good. So it's constantly bringing ourselves to God. What am I tolerating? What am I thinking? Well, that's just the way I am. But actually, it's breaching my identity in God. Yeah. What needs to come? Okay, what... That's actually not how a daughter of God or a son of God would actually behave in that area. So what's going on, God? Come on, Holy Spirit, show me. What do I need to come up hard next time? We're going to get some good verses in a minute, but I hope that's all right. All right so far? Right, now. Bigger circle. Here, we want the whole of us to abide. I'm haven't quite worked this one out in some respects, but Jesus says, if you abide in me and I in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done. So we're not just looking at abiding here, we're looking at our life abiding in Jesus, who he is. All right? Oh, John 15. You're looking for verses. I think 7. Let me just... Remain in me. Be vitally united to me, the Amplify says. Let my message live in your heart and ask whatever you wish and it will be granted you. So we're looking for the whole of us to abide. Okay. And then, anyone know what this is going to say? We start to experience abundant life. Now, abundant life doesn't mean we haven't got any problems. That's something I think we've got to learn. It doesn't mean that everything's hunky-dory, but it means that we're walking with the Spirit in freedom, and life is being released into the whole of us. And then finally, well... I'm saying finally, but you know, there's probably more and more than this. That was the kingdom, King's domain here. The kingdom's working its way out in our lives. And then. Reign in life. Remember, this is all with the Spirit. All with the Holy Spirit. It isn't something we're trying to achieve ourselves. But this is our part, to be self-aware. Where do you want to move, God? Is there anything holding me back? What's limiting me? What's limiting the flow of your presence through my life? Because the King's domain's here. The King's domain works out here. And then gradually, the King's domain works out wherever we are. Wherever we're going. We're bringing the King's domain. Okay.
You're breaking all barriers of drawing I've ever seen.
There's a great verse, and I would say, you know, look some of these things up in 2 Corinthians 6:1. Let me just have a look, see if I wrote that on sure. 2 Corinthians. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. So what Paul's saying, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Because this is where God's grace is going to be powerful in our lives, here. This freedom that he's bringing here. And as we abide. And, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. That's Paul. Don't receive his grace is so readily available. We don't hang up on what we're doing wrong or I need to grow in that area. We invite him in with his grace. It provides the pathway to freedom. You know, Paul says in one part, where the verse is, but Paul writes, I am overflowing with joy in spite of all our trouble. He's raining. And actually, at Heidi, in her talk on the Tuesday night, She said, I now live in constant joy. And I thought, oh my word. And I think there is a great... And, you know, she's living in the midst of war out there. But she's learning to reign in life with her joy. So I'm hoping this is just stirring up a bit of like, there's back to go, there's more to have. Jesus has done more. Okay. We're going to just look at a couple of verses. Reign in life. Romans 5:17 says, for it is by the trespass of the one Adam, death reigned through the one Adam, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and free gift of righteousness reign in eternal life through the one Jesus Christ. So that's about receiving. It's about receiving. So it's receiving the grace. Knowing, recognizing we need it, dealing with it, receiving it. Oh, I love that verse. That's and you know, I've got a picture. I haven't got a picture of all my family in here, but I thought some of these things we need to pursue to leave to the next generation. Some of them we really do. It's going to be our legacy, walking in the Spirit, how we walk in the Spirit, how we attain the things that we attain. And I think we'll just look at Ephesians 3. I've seen this verse in such a different light. Ephesians 3:16. Let's just look at this. I hope this will put it all together in one sense, about how much God wants to do in us and through us and for us. What did I say? Let's start at 14. For this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, God the first and ultimate Father. May he grant you, out of the riches of his glories, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his Spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. This is the Amplified. That inner self is not your spirit, it's you. It's you. So Paul is praying, and me obviously, that we be strengthened and energized with power in us. In us, our self, our whole self, not just our spirit, but our whole self. Through his Spirit, in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. So that's in your innermost being, your soul. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And actually that word for heart, again, is your thoughts, your feelings, your mind. Not your spirit. It will obviously affect the spirit, but that Christ may dwell in your hearts, your thoughts, your feelings, and your mind, every part of who you are. That's what Paul's praying. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, so no roller coaster rides, does he love me, doesn't he love me? No, we're solid, we're sure. Be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints the width and length, the height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. Actually, can I just go back to 17 where it says, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith? That's pistis, which is persuasion, assurance. We use our faith in the assurance that he wants to pour his love into every single part of us. Not just our spirit, every part of our body, our innermost being, our personality, who we are. I forgot that bit. Be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. and that you may come to know practically through personal experience. Again, that word know is ginosko. And that means practically through personal experience. Mm. We know this love through experience, not just in our spirit, in our soul and in our body. We experience that love. The love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge, without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, throughout your being, through every part of you, that you would be filled with the fullness of God, so you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives. Isn't that amazing? Whoa. Making myself really happy here. Completely filled and flooded with God himself. It's every part. It's not something that's trapped in our spirit. He wants it in every single part of who we are. In our soul, in our body as well. So I'm going to read the whole thing together now and then we'll pray. For this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. God, the first and ultimate Father, may he grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his Spirit, in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length, height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love. And that you may come to know, practically, through personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being, so to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. My goodness, is anyone else happy at that? Isn't that beautiful? I think the Amplified just says it because it uses all the translation of the words. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Let's just pray that, shall we? Father, we thank you so much for how you have made us. You have made us to live fully alive. Every part of us alive to you. Every part of us experiencing your love, your joy, your peace, your hope. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you delight to take us on a journey into these things. And I pray, Lord, that where we need to bring things to you, maybe it'll be this week, where maybe we need to be more alert to the things that you want to change in our lives, whatever that is, I pray that you will show us this week, that you will speak to us this week, and that, Father, you will apply your love in those areas to every single part of us. Amen.